Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Jennifer Bingham from the Knoxville Area Community Theater to talk about their upcoming production, Taming the Wild Wild West, in a dress.
It's time again for the spring performance for the Knoxville Area Community Theater. And this year, you're going with the comedy, Taming the Wild Wild West, in a dress. This sounds like an intriguing premise. What can you tell us about the show?
Well, without giving a huge detail away, it's an acting troupe from New York who the leader gets a letter from his great-great-aunt who has bequeathed him some property in Lucky Lady, Nevada. So down on their luck, they travel there to find out that the inheritance that they thought they were getting was not the right thing. So with their acting troupe, as they are two males and three females, the lead has decided to open up the costume trunk and have to use their outfits to perform their new audience.
That's right. Having to operate this in a dress, and of course, this being the Wild West, that sort of thing was not what you would call commonplace. And even in this day and age, a guy dressing up like this usually brings laughs.
Yes. The show is based on 1895, so it's definitely the older ones with the prairie outfits and the whole nine yards. There is a couple of the young ladies that, of course, the male fall in love with. There is a villain and a villainess who are, you know, trying to mess up the plans and stuff. So,
that's right. This is probably a bit of a fun time for the performers as well, because they are getting into costumes. And even if if you're a guy dressing as a cowboy, that can be a bit of a change of pace, getting into period costumes, isn't it?
Yes, there is quite a bit of a costume change. Some of them a little bit challenging, but we're having a good time for sure. I was going to tell you that there are, I think, about six high school students involved in this play. So definitely, you know, wanting it to get out there to let them know, you know, we've got young and old and some new and some very well performed as well. So,
and of course, this being held at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center, which is a familiar place for some of the performers there, and that may include the high school students who are part of the troupe, and in a way, you're kind of like a larger version of the theater troupe portrayed in the play, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're all kids at heart. There's not much of an age bracket between our intelligence, anyway.
How about preparation for the show like this? They say that comedy, doing a comedy, can be harder than doing a drama because you're trying to generate laughs. Have you and the other performers had trouble getting into it, or once you get rolling, you fall right into the roles?
When we had auditions, they were laughing so hard that they said, "We can't wait to do this show." So we almost weren't able to do it because we couldn't get enough people. But we ended up with the crowd that we needed and everything. But no, the comedies is what we go for. Everybody loves to laugh, and we want the audience to laugh along with us.
How do you go about selecting shows like this? Do you have a committee that sits down, goes through a lot of scripts, and try to narrow down the one that you think might work best? I mean, how exactly does that work?
Yes, we do have a reading committee. I actually read this many, many years ago and wanted to do it for a long time now, but we just had different things going on. But yeah, we do have people who do read and then suggest and what have you. So yeah.
It's a collaborative effort, to be sure, trying to get together everybody beforehand, and all the behind-the-scenes work is, it's not just the casting. I mean, you have to get volunteers to help out backstage, right?
Oh, yes. We have a huge set construction that we have wonderful gentlemen who help every time with the shows. And there are a lot of props to be looked for. Of course, a lot of the costumes, the set design. We have a young lady who makes a lot of our signs and everything. Thank for her ability to have that artistic strike.
And it's getting really busy over there at the KPAC because they just finished the spring musical. There's going to be a children's choir performing the night before. I mean, it's probably chaos over there, or it at least sounds pretty busy.
Yes, yes. We do have, that's the first thing we have to look at is KPAC's schedule of everything that's going on. There's been a lot of the grade school kids having their concerts and, you know, all the Bravo concerts and then this one coming up. Yes, we do have to push our set back to be out of the way for that next performance for them before we do our show.
So Taming the Wild Wild West in a Dress, that's coming up April 26th, 27th, and 28th at the KPAC. When's it going to play, and where can you get tickets?
The tickets are at the door. It's just general admission. We don't have any advance tickets or anything online yet. We are working on that, but not at this time. So yeah, the Friday, Saturday night show is at 7, and the Sunday show is at 2 p.m.
Thanks to Jennifer Bingham from the Knoxville Area Community Theater for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.